Chris Gardner speaking with Connecticut Sun head coach Mike Tebow. Well, coach, just give a rundown of how you guys' season has gone thus far. You're 4-1. Let's talk about what's worked well and what you'd like to improve on.
Well, I think the biggest thing we've been emphasizing on getting better at is rebounding. We've kind of been up and down about that. We were really good for a half the other night against Seattle, then we gave up some offensive rebounds in the second half. That's probably been our biggest focus of improvement. We're passing the ball well. We're finally starting to shoot it well. First game against Detroit, we were awful shooting the basketball, and then we've won four straight shooting, you know, high 40s and low 50%, so that's probably as good as you can expect. Trying to get our bench a little bit more involved in the offense, that's probably been one of the things we're working on. But, you know, all in all, considering, you know, it's been a good start.
Have you noticed the opponents playing you guys tougher, you know, being the defending conference champions thus far?
Yeah, I think that's noticeable. You know, last year, you know, we didn't exactly sneak up on anybody, but everybody in our conference was kind of even. But once you get to the finals, it's obvious, you know, that you have a target on your back. We haven't played enough people in our conference yet to notice it. We've only, our first two games were against conference. Now we're in the middle of playing like 11 out of 12 games against the West, so it's hard to see how that's going to play out until maybe we get to the end of June, start of July, when we play our own conference. But you can see it. I mean, people, when we go into a city, people talk about it. You know, every time you see something in the paper, it's about defending, you know, conference champions, so it's noticeable.
How has Margo Dedek adjusted to the team, playing in the East, things like that?
It's taken a little bit of time, but every day seems to be a little bit better. The first 2 weeks, it was a struggle. We probably have more plays on our team than she's ever had anywhere she's been. And we're, you know, fairly demanding about what we expect of our team. So it's been an adjustment for her. But the last 10 days have kind of been the breakthrough for her. She's just, you could tell on the court, she's more comfortable. She's being more aggressive about blocking shots and rebounding the ball. And that's, you know, that's why we got her.
Talk about tonight's matchup with the Comets. What you see as potential problems facing them?
Well, I think every time you talk about the Comets, you start with Swoops and Snow. I mean, they've been playing extremely well. Cheryl's been scoring the ball. Other than the other night against Minnesota, she's been really playing well offensively. I think Michelle Snow is one of the most improved players in the league. You know, rebounding, blocking shots, her shooting's improved. If you don't watch the Indiana game, I think she was 9-for-9 from the floor that night. It starts there. And then you've got everybody else who's kind of fit their roles pretty well. You know, Arcane and Canty have been steady, done a great job defensively, and I think they had a great pickup when they went and got Rasmussen. I think she's just made a world of difference in what they can do with their team. She's very versatile. She can play outside and inside. And as Tari Phillips kind of works her way back in, she'll be more of a contributor. And I'm sure they're all anxious to get Tina Thompson back sometime soon. So when they get their whole crew kind of rolling, they're going to be a really, really good team.
Thank you very much.